Let's check in with Block Club Chicago for some extremely local news. Jan Sabella, good morning. This sounds like a very cool exhibit in downtown Chicago. Tell us about this.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, welcome to Tribuneville is a art exhibit at 150 North Riverside. So it's like in an office building. And it shows all of these illustrations that people submitted more than a century ago as design pitches for the Chicago Tribune Tower. So the Tribune had a contest, and they had people, this is in 1922, and they had people submit their designs. So people from all around the world, some of the biggest architects at the time, sent in their entries. There were 263 of them, and they ended up picking what we have now as the Tribune Tower. But they had all these amazing designs. Some of them were really wacky. And so this artist decided to pick about 20 of his favorites and recreate them in this art exhibit and basically build neighborhoods of Chicago out of these drawings. It's really cool. Highly recommend checking it out. They are projected on these LED panels at 150 North Riverside. At the time, winners of the contest got $50,000, which is about $1 million in today's money. So obviously the newspaper business is much more profitable then.
Take a look at that. Middays, 150 North Riverside, running through December 30th. What Chicago could have looked like. Love that. The Austin Harvest Produce Market is becoming a popular landmark, isn't it? Tell us about this.
This is such a cool story. These kids on the West Side, this happened in 2020 when there were a lot of conversations happening after the murder of George Floyd about, you know, systemic racism and things of that nature. And a nonprofit organization got together and they decided to open a produce market on the West Side. It was just like supposed to be a pop-up for a few weeks. And they ended up it was so popular with the neighbors that they turned it into a year-round brick-and-mortar produce market. What used to be a liquor store, now residents can go in. It's really reasonably priced fruits and vegetables, and it's staffed by students who get a stipend for working there. Just a really cool way to revive this liquor store that was once a blight on the neighborhood is now this much-needed produce market in an area that has a lack of grocery stores and availability of produce.
423 North Laramie, very, very cool. The Westridge YMCA, I mean, the neighbors there are a bit frustrated. Is it ever going to open?
We don't know. Essentially, the High Ridge YMCA in Westridge closed in 2021. Neighbors were shocked. The Y said that they just had budget problems. They couldn't afford to stay open any longer, but they just got a $4 million federal grant to renovate the space, and it was supposed to be like some sort of community center, but nothing has happened in years. So residents are asking the why, they're asking the elected officials who helped bring this money on board, what's going on here? It's just sitting there vacant. It was a migrant center briefly that closed a while back, so neighbors just want to know what's going on. This valuable community asset has been closed for years. There's been money put into it. So we're staying on it, and neighbors want to know. And they also want to be involved in what happens next there.
Check it out at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Talk to you folks tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.